morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a young people's concert at the end of July, and the person trying to put this together for our benefit is young Gregory Tomlinson, and not old Gregory Tomlinson. and he's looking for singers. He's looking for singers and players of musical instruments. So if you would want to be part of that assembly, then please contact Greg, and he can fill you in. We look forward to that. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, has the nation that turns its back on Israel turned its back on God? The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday evening, June 8th, at 7 p.m. at the home of the Veloses. The annual father-son breakfast will be held on June 26th at the Tomlinson home. And if you plan to attend, if you're a father or a son, then there's a sign-up sheet in the kitchen, I believe. If not, then there will be one. Okay, and there will be a congregational business meeting next Sunday, June 13th, directly following the morning worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm. I think I have the wrong scripture. And if I can read from the bulletin, I'll get it straight yet. Okay. It is the same. I'm sorry. It's Psalm 148, verses 12 and 13. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above earth and heaven. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 186, The Church's One Foundation. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 477, At Calvary.
Prayer this morning, please. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus. He's our high priest. He's the one who took the place of the high priest of the Old Testament, and the Bible called him a priest forever. So thank you, Lord, that we do not have to look for another one. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to elect another one. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us an intercessor forever until we need him no more and be with him and with the Father forever in his presence. Lord, as a church body, we do recognize our responsibility to teach and feed your people the living word of God. And I pray for myself that I be able to communicate your word with clarity and with truthfulness, so that your word will stay in the hearts of all those who believe. I pray, Lord, for those who believe not, that they may see the reliability, the value of thy word, and the importance of reading and believing in view of our destiny. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. And so, Father, to avoid the judgment, we need to have the judge on our side. And the only judge and the only lawyer that is available in heaven is Jesus. And so we pray, Father, that as we share today the gorgeous initiation of studies in the book of Romans, that you will give us the urgency to see that our justification before God doesn't depend on a local church, on a particular preacher, but on the marvelous life of Jesus our Lord. Father, as a church body, we do have people who need the touch of your healing power. And we pray for Anne Epereto, that we need, she's in bed, and we need your assistance for the recovery. We pray for Mildred Plicka, that she may find a way for alleviate the pain. And Lord, we pray for our people who are in the East Coast, Elizabeth Nash. She lost her husband a week and one day ago, and her husband was the burial was on Saturday, and I talked to her on the phone, and she's alone in home. And so, Father, we pray that she feel the presence of Christ with her, and that the comfort of a life of believing in the Lord Jesus, the companionship of Jesus, will be her companion now. And so, as a church body, we pray that she will receive that comfort, and that through the reading of the scripture and through prayer, she may live the rest of her life on the dependency and on the companionship of Christ our Lord. Father, we pray for our missionaries, Carol Ruth, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Foretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Daniel today in the East Coast for the race there, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center. Thank you, Lord, for these missionaries who has a diversity of works. But in Thee, Lord, they only have one thing in mind, to share the life of Christ with people. We are blessed to have missionary Dante and his wife Maruja with us for a little season, and we already enjoy his dissertation on the Spanish class, and we pray that his visit with us will be very profitable for us and for them. And so, Lord, we are grateful that they are here with us. We thank you, Lord, for the broadcast on KKMC on the internet, and we thank you for the extended church. And now, Father, we are in the community. Not only you provide the means for our church here, but the friends that we have in the internet, they send offerings continually so that we can be the people that need to be right here in this remarkable and wonderful place called Morgan Hill. Now bless us, Father, with your presence, and bless us with your power, and we pray that you bless the giver and bless the offering in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. May we see that.
Please take your Bible. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1222. We will be reading Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, believed of God, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was hindered, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have been merciful to us by your grace, enabling us to believe without reservation the greatest of all news, your great gospel. That good news that you forgive sins and deliver us from sin's power and have given us eternal hope through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that these things are not a mystery but are plainly revealed in the scriptures, and that he who has created all things and upholds all things by the word of his power, that he alone is worthy of all glory and honor and power. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to deliver that which you would want us to learn today from the scriptures. Bless us here with understanding and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may conduct ourselves in accord with your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?